Radia Student.
Šesta muzika.
How do you do? I'm going to chat with you about getting friendly with music.
Okay, it's time to party now. Everybody take off their clothes and lie on the ground.
Dobro večer in prav lepo pozdravljeni v današnji
tej tedenski ediciji Šeste muzike. Z vami sem danes kot običajno Jure, za regli danes skoraj kot običajno Sašo. In pa seveda lomimo plane prejšnjega tedna, ko smo napovedali dosti stvari od Jana Jelineka in njegovih sinonimov različnih. Smo pa zato dobili čist preprosto eno dobro priložnost narediti en relativno zanimiv intervju, ki bi mogoče bolj pasal v godbeni imperializem, ampak kljub vsemu. Glavna zadeva se gre za e-jam, za, kako bi to rekel, ene vrste turnejo improvizacijskih glasbenikov, improvizatorjev in pa eksperimentalno smerjenih DJ-jev, ki se naključno dobivajo med sabo, se zmenijo po e-mailu in potem grejo pač okoli in zašpilajo po vrsti klubov svoje koncerte, svoje sete. V glavnem včeraj so e-jam gostovali v K4, danes jih vidite v Cerknem, jutri pa bojda tudi v Mariboru, če imate še željo slišati to, kar se zdaj vrti v podlagi. Namreč, v današnji šesti muziki ne bomo poslušali samo intervjuja z e-jam, ampak tudi celoten, no ne, čisto celoten posnetek, vsaj enourni posnetek tega, kar se dogajalo včeraj v K4. To se sliši že v zadju. Drugače pa zasedba je bila takšna. Na bobnih in ne na gramofonih, kot je bilo napovedano, Steve Noble, potem na klaviaturah in elektronskih gadgetih Pat Thomas, dve v bistvu staroste improvizacijske glasbe, potem pa še trije Avstrijci, eden od njih že skoraj naturaliziran Londončan, to je Matijas Jakišič, na električni violini, potem Mihael Hufnagel oziroma DJ Orgasmus na gramofonih, on je vrtel drum and bass, in pa Štefan Robert, DJ Rob, ki piše, da je vrtel drum and bass, pa je v bistvu bil zaposlen bil z sampli, potem z CD playerji in pa z recimo uvajanjem različnih zvokov, teh vokalov, ki so zdaj recimo od spodaj, v njihov set. Zdaj, kako se je stvar razvijala, boste slišali v podlagi. Kaj pa sta nam povedala Steve Noble in pa DJ Rob, pa takoj zdaj.
Okay, first e-jam. Would you be kind to present tonight's setup? Instrumentally?
Yes.
Two DJs. One drum and bass and one... Well, where is DJ Orgasmus coming from? You have to ask him what style of music. Specifically, then Pat Thomas on electric keyboard and sampler. There's electric violin and drums.
So tell me, how did e-jam evolve? I mean, how did you guys get together? Because you're from different parts of Europe.
Mainly because of Udo Price, who's a promoter from the eastern part of Austria. And his idea of trying to marry the two elements of electronics, the younger generation, which are coming much more through turntables, the older generation, which maybe are coming from analog, but also digital, but less from the turntables. And then also instrumentalists, maybe acoustic instruments, that would be happy to experiment with, particularly with the kind of age difference.
So, how did you actually get into the group? Is there a selection sort of scheme? How do you select? It's said in the press it's like a circle of clubs joined together.
Okay, I think what Udo's trying to do is to line up a series of venues. So for maybe 1 week every month, there's a series of concerts that this project can go and visit. How you get involved with the project, I was asked by Pat Thomas. But Pat Thomas was asked by Udo Price. So there's a, how would you say, maybe it's the old-fashioned way, it's who you know.
Because everyone was talking about emails and stuff like that.
Of course, I mean, if you don't want to have a big phone bill, you use email. I hope everyone here can use email, so it makes a big difference. Don't give your money away too easily.
Okay, let's start at tonight's performance. It's two old guys, traditional, let's say, and a DJ that was a bit dominating in the end. How do you, it's based on improvising basically, so how do you coordinate yourself with the new younger generation of electronics?
I think you have to give and take an awful lot. If someone's specifically playing records, but not necessarily manipulating records, just playing from the beginning to the end, maybe fading in and out records, you know it's a very strict beat, pulse, rhythm, so you find ways to play with it. I would hope DJ Rob, by the end of the week, has met a lot of situations which are very new to him and will feel comfortable to maybe experiment away from the pure angle of spinning drum and bass records. So I think it's difficult, but I like difficult music. I don't mean to say that I don't want it to be good, but it's a challenge. I can try and play along as a drummer with all the drum and bass stuff, and sometimes it can be fantastic.
Do you think it can be over-dominating?
I think tonight the aim was to end with the two DJs. And I think there was a slight confusion with the set list, which to do with improvisation can happen. Suddenly you get to, say, group four, but one person might not be ready to come on stage or is not aware that that is group four. So group three carry on a bit, and it gets very good, and it gets very big, and so group four has to wait. So then the end of the concert, maybe they feel like they need to play a bit more.
So you are separate, there are separate sections in the whole band. Because there was sort of crossing between the two, and maybe then you and the keyboards were in front, and then again the DJs.
I would say tonight we tried a different way. We tried to make the group slightly smaller, probably ending with everybody, mainly because of the sound in the room, that it seemed that if records were being played and everyone was playing on top, it would sound a bit, it wouldn't come across so clear. So we tried to keep it to smaller groups. But of course, when you're improvising and something very good happens, what do? You'd look at your sheet and say, oh, I shouldn't be playing, I must stop. No, you say, fuck that shit, let's play, let's go. So maybe tomorrow will be different because we play in a very small club. Technically it's very
public.
Yeah, very different public. Technically it'll be very different because there's a very small PA. So I would think it will be very different from tonight.
How do you coordinate with the turntables? Do you see it as an instrument? Does it have a potential for an instrument, since there's a lot of turntable players outside now?
How many people that play saxophone are musicians? Of course people think, oh, that's a DJ, he just plays a record. Yeah, it's new. I work with people that play turntables, like Otomo Yoshihide from Japan. Well, he's got some of the best ears to listen and to react.
Yeah.
I don't think, oh, he's playing records, I have to play a bit slowly, or, he has to try and keep up. He's a fantastic musician. For someone like DJ Rob, it's very new for him. Normally he's just working on his own and just spinning pure drum and bass all night for people to dance. Now he's being asked to still play his drum and bass, but to try and work within a group context. I think some DJs are very musical. Others, well, no.
Do you think you need a background in, well, jazz and improvised music and free jazz and avant jazz for a DJ to react to a jazz drummer and a jazz keyboard player?
I think you have to ask the DJs. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm a drummer first, but I also work with turntables. I don't call myself a DJ. But I'm coming from that area where I'm trying to use the sound that's on the records to complement and to build. So I'm not spinning discs to make people dance. I think it's best you ask the DJ, actually.
One more question. Do you think, well, you said you use turntables. Is it as easy to react on a turntable as it is on the drums?
No.
Always you need to know your material and make some preparations that you don't necessarily need on a real instrument.
I think you definitely need to know any instrument, the possibilities. But obviously with records, it's much more of a physical thing where, you have your records, you have to turn around to pick them up, to put them on, to put the arm on. Maybe it's a bit slower. But it depends how you feel, what you want to put in, what you want to complement the music that's already being played. And what style of improvising? Are you trying to make a lovely group sound, or are you trying to say, okay, I'm going this way, you go that way, and you fly off? So again, it depends on the musician or DJ or whatever the right word is. No, it's interesting, the argument about DJs. I mean, many musicians say DJs, they're not musicians.
Yeah.
I don't know, can anyone define what music is? You know, it's an old argument, artistic argument. Define music. Is a train going past your window music? In some ways it is, it's sound. So I like working with sound. Mm-hmm. And I like working with interesting people.
But still tonight you worked quite a lot with rhythm, even on the drums. Is this the case at least in E-Jam, your first performances? Is that the case in every single performance? Did you play with rhythm a lot?
A lot. Do I do it a lot?
Well,
tonight, yes.
Yeah.
And I think, or I would hope, throughout the next 4 or 5 gigs, that potential to play rhythm is there, but also that you try and bring the kind of concrete rhythms from the records that the two DJs are playing and try and allow them to subvert that. So it's not so much one concrete piece of music and people playing on top. So I would say a mix. But I would also, when you're working with particular volumes, and tonight was quite loud, there's certain details that will get missed. And if you're playing through a PA, there's certain types of percussion that I would use that wouldn't work so well through a PA. So it's difficult in that way. So maybe it's easier, and maybe it's good for us, for Pat and I, as coming from a more jazz background, to say to the young'uns, yeah, look, we can play all that shit. Now come over here and, follow us a bit more.
Yeah. Did you miss that tonight? Did you miss that tonight? That they would follow you?
Not so much missing it. I think because there was a bit of confusion, and because it's a new project. You have to allow things that might not be what you would like to happen, and then try and take them somewhere.
Mm-hmm. There's one thing I always notice in improvised music. It always builds up in this huge, giant wall of noise. Is that always the case? Because it seems that's the logical way out when you run out of a story. When you don't have a story anymore, when you don't have the ideas, you just progress into this massive chunk of noise and then maybe break down again.
I think with 4 electronic instruments, that the sound level, volume level, will start higher than if it was acoustic. So maybe your range, or the range that we were working with tonight, was less than I would hope. I think we could open it up a bit more. Yeah, maybe there is that. It's true. Maybe, you know, when you're not sure, you make noise.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't agree with you as always, because there's some very quiet improvised music around.
Yeah, I know. Stuff we've heard here always kind of ends up in noise. Well, the Austrian improvisers like Christoph Kurzmann with Deep Dreitzen and all those guys, they usually ended up in noise.
Okay. I actually don't know these gentlemen, so I couldn't really comment. I think it depends. I mean, sometimes you can think, oh no, we're going there again, and it's this big wall of sound. Fuck, then what do you do? But then sometimes you come from that, and it's a fantastic new piece of music.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to compare it to, say, everyday life. You know, maybe when you feel a bit anxious, you smoke a cigarette. Why do you smoke a cigarette? It's just to calm you down. Maybe we go to these sonic explosions to find a new door, if that's not too obscure. Or we'll translate well.
It's a bit abstract.
Is it? Oh, well.
No, it's
I'm trying to think how my groups operate when I'm working in London. I would be disappointed if it always ended up there, because it would tell me that the musicians aren't really thinking.
Yeah.
They're looking for an easy way out, you know. And
well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
It's an easy way out.
But obviously, with improvisation, and again, I don't know the groups you've mentioned, so maybe if people are meeting for the first time, like this project is very new. This is our first concert. We've had a couple of kind of concerts come rehearsals. And I think the volume was a bit too high tonight. So to come down, it gets difficult. And then you've got the PA, and then you've got a sound coming from the PA, and then it's suddenly like, okay, maybe we don't come down too much. So, but I'm trying to remember, did we play lots of cacophonous sounds tonight? Bits, I think, yeah. Yeah, bits.
Okay, well, let's ask something for the DJs, for the new sound. Well, how was it adjusting tonight? I mean, well, let's start with...
Adjusting?
Adjusting to the band, basically.
Adjusting the band, you mean?
Yeah, and adjusting yourself, your instrument, to the band, to the sound of the band.
You know, I'm coming from techno... posse, some kind of to say, and also from sampling, and I found the idea of this coming together of the different kind of sources that is very interesting stuff, and I always wanted to be, and I already had been working with musicians before, so
okay.
No, wait, just because I...
Just a
second. So, for me it was so, like... What should I say? Wait, just a moment. Question now, because...
Well, it's the adjustment. How do you... Well, let me ask you. How do you use the turntable? Is it... A totally different way you use it now than
I'm
before.
I'm not only using turntables. Like samples. I put out of my sampler a lot of stuff. Like I'm using in techno music as well. Like voice samples all over the world. You know, like this Muids Enchantings, Overtone, and also noise, like electronic noise. And I use also turntable in a different way, not like the DJ, like putting together one track after another, like to make a flow. It's a flow too, but it's a different kind of flow. It's more, let's say, this surprise. What I like in this music is that it's more like talking to each other. You know, it's if you are playing in a band, then it's everybody. Is talking with his instrument and listening to each other, so you have to. It's very difficult for a DJ to put himself a little back, you know, to take yourself a little back to make it more minimal and to listen to the others, and then in the right moment to come back again and to.
Is it hard for you to react on the impulses that, for example, the drummer or the keyboard player?
Not at all, you know. I love it. It's this all is living with the surprises, and it's this is this energy that you have to feel. This is like in every relation of human beings that you have to really get to each other to understand each other, and then to really feel when there is the moment of really coming out together, you know, and really and we. I think it's also very. For me, it's very important to say that we also have some kind of message in this music. Also, we use a lot of religious songs.
Yeah,
you noticed that. And we know every word, you know. And for this world, it's very important to make people do this step because we are so close, you know. But people don't really realize that to make this step to each other, like we are doing now, these different kind of musicians. We are all coming from different kind of worlds, but we just have to make one step, and we know that we can do it, and we're doing it, and then we're making something beautiful together, and everybody should do that.
How would you assess the tonight's gig? Was it good in terms of previous gigs or?
No, it was in the beginning. It was very nice. We had a nice flow, as I said before. It was like with this Buddhistic chants, preparing the whole room, you know, like a spirit call somehow, and then slowly coming in the rhythms and slowly finding. We built up a room where everybody could participate in, you know, So everybody took place in the room and then coming together closely. And then we found each other in this room, and then we built it up to a high, you know. And we made jokes, as you noticed, probably, you know, like this, it was a Hard Day's Night from Peter Sellers. That was, I like these breaks because it's completely this abstract jokes, and it makes it more fun and more easy to show the meaning of this, all this very it's actionism, some kind of. It's not music like I said before, like in discotheque. It's,
you think you reflect this when you play, I don't know, regular techno music? Will you react this experience and maybe try making something different with techno?
Yeah, as I told you, I already worked with musicians, and also using these samples in my techno sets, and people really appreciate it because it's unique, and I think of course I use all this experience. In future, some of us will meet and go to studio and make some good. Yeah, I hope you will hear something about that. So.
Okay, thanks. You know, good luck tomorrow in Cerkno, and hope to see you again.
Yeah, and we are in Maribor as well, in Pekarna, so I hope it will be nice. Tomorrow we are in Maribor, and then we're going to Cerkno. Okay?
Thanks. Okay.
Thank you. It has been a hard day's night, and I have been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I work all day to get you money to buy you things. And it's worth it just to hear you say you are going to give me everything. That's why I love to come home. 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you, holding me tight. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the thing that you know will make me feel. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Knagel ter Robert Štefan, oba dva, DJ Orgasmus in DJ Rob. Včeraj so špilali v K4, danes jih mogoče lahko še ujamete v Cerknem, jutri pa v Mariboru. V naslednji šesti muziki, kot je obljubljeno dva tedna nazaj, oziroma teden nazaj, Jan Jelinek in pa vse njegove reinkarnacije. Tako da to je bilo za danes. To. Poslušajte nas še naslednji teden, zdaj Godbini in Prelisi. Do takrat pa seveda lep pozdrav. Čau.
Šesta muzika.
How do you do? I'm going to chat with you about getting friendly with music.
Clothes
and lie on the ground. Шеста музика. Вторник о 8:00 вечера.
You know what is free and improvised music?
Free and improvised music is...
Experimental and free improvised music is... Experimental, free, improvised. Avant-garde creative is adventurous and, of course, in result of regular and constant non-cash grabbing.
Godbeni imperializem seje semena svobodne, tradicionalne in sodobne, improvizirane, eksperimentalne, avantgardne in kreativne godbene sredine.
C'est un bon du jazz, surtout quand c'est français. Alors c'est ça, oui.
Godbeni imperializem. Vsak torek ob 21.